Welcome to the Cameroon Arise podcast. I'm your host, Ebanga Muriel.
African bad boy.
I'm in love with Cameroon. I'm in love with Cameroon. I'm in love with Cameroon. Number one in Africa. Cameroon, Cameroon. Land of grace. Land of naturalities. Our fatherland.
It is time to rise. My people rise and shine. My king, my queens of our fatherland.
Hello, hello, my arisen ones. Welcome back to the Cameroon Arise podcast. I am your humble host, Ebanga Muriel, and I want to say thank you to all 30 plus million of you for coming back for another great episode this week. This is officially episode 14 of the Cameroon Arise podcast. Can you believe it? 14 episodes in and forward forever for sure. I am so grateful to God for getting us here. I got an email this weekend that said, "Congratulations, the Cameroon Arise podcast has surpassed 1,000 downloads." Such an exciting email. Thank you all so, so, so much for your continued support and love. What I'm most excited about is not the number, but the impact. There are 30 plus million Cameroonians in the world, which is why I always mention that number. 20 million of them are actually on ground. 1,000 may be a smaller number as compared to 30 million. But each person is connected to other people. 1,000 people can be connected to at least 2 to 3 people each. And each person they are connected to can also be connected to another 2 to 3 people. Which means, if each person is listening and applying the knowledge from these episodes, the impact is far more than the number of downloads. And that, my friends, is how change begins. Change isn't always drastic. It's not always an overnight thing. Sometimes change is small, consistent steps that lead to big things. And if there's anything I've learned in this life, it's that fast change doesn't last long unless it's met with consistency. For example, you can win money and become rich overnight. If you don't put steps in place to keep that money and make it work for you, then the money eventually runs out and you go back to being poor. You only continue to be rich if you are consistent in maintaining your riches. Even if you're stingy, how? Even if you're greedy, where? Like, there's no way you can go through life without spending some kind of money. So the money will eventually run out, because you have to spend it. But if you're able to find a way to consistently make more money, then you can maintain being rich. So I will be celebrating every milestone this podcast achieves, because the more I celebrate it, the more I'll receive more reasons to celebrate this podcast. But most importantly, I'll be celebrating because the number is but a representation of the greater impact at work. And I will continue thanking everyone who keeps coming back, everyone who keeps sharing, and everyone who is applying this knowledge to their life in order to arise. The Cameroon Arise podcast will continue to empower and enlighten Cameroonians worldwide to arise in themselves in order for Cameroon to arise as a nation. Today's episode is no different than all the past episodes because it is all about you. Yes, you. The title of today's episode is Arise in Confidence. and we'll be diving deep into the importance of believing in yourself. Confidence is so important in life. Honestly, confidence is sexy as well, okay? The definition Google gives us for the word confidence is a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. While doing my research, I was reminded that confidence is not only believing in yourself, but also feeling comfortable in your true self and knowing you have worth. It's important to point this out because as Cameroonians, we like to flex based on what we have achieved. We like to use our educational degrees, our marriage status, our ability to have children, our homes, our cars, our land, or any other life achievement as a weapon against others who may not have achieved those things. It's like, that's our confidence. The things we have, the things we've done, is what makes us confident in ourselves. I know a few people who've used marriage as an insult towards me in the past, but I just shake my head because boasting about your achievements and having confidence in yourself are two different things. You see, in order to have confidence in yourself, you must first know who you are. We discussed the importance of knowing yourself in episode 7, Arise in Self-Awareness. Knowing yourself is a major key to having confidence in yourself. One of my favorite Cameroonian sayings is, know yourself no because. It's something we say when we're talking about something we do that is not so good. And it's a fact for sure, because knowing your weaknesses is just as important as knowing your strengths. Cameroonians are very good at knowing our achievements, but we could be better in knowing ourselves before the achievements. If you were stripped of your titles and ranks, who would you be? Would you still find worth in yourself? Or would you feel like you're nothing? One thing that helped me to know who I am is learning the meaning of my names. If you don't know the meaning of your names your parents gave you, it would be in your best interest to find out. You always hear me say words have power, and your name is no different. Your name too has power. It's important to know what your name means, because usually, your name builds your nature. I have a friend I talk to once in a while. His name is Lionel, or as the French would say, Lionel. In French, Lionel means little lion. And this, my friend, is truly as fearless as a lion, or at least, he talks that way. I'm sure you too can think of a person you know who has a name that seems like it just fits their personality so much. And it seems that way because their name influences their personality. When I learned that my name Ebanga means Queen Mother, I understood why I have such a motherly nature. Even before becoming a mom, I was already well known among my sisters and cousins as the small mommy. And when I learned that the name Muriel means bright like the sea, I understood my ability to shine, as well as my love for the beach, okay? We like to cling onto our titles when we achieve them. And don't get me wrong, achieving a title is a big deal. Doctor, hello. Lawyer, okay. PhD, come through. It's not an easy feat, and it's worth celebrating. However, our titles describe what we do. It is our names that describe who we are. Knowing who we are is a necessity for having confidence in ourselves. If you don't know who you are, how can you believe in yourself or have self-assurance in your abilities or qualities? You must first know what those abilities and qualities are. So take time to get to know you. Ask yourself questions and answer them. Who am I? What do I like? What do I dislike? What do I want to do in life? What am I good at? What are my weaknesses? Assess your life and discover who you are. The beauty of life is that as time goes on, we change. I call it a beauty because I've learned to appreciate the evolution of man. But there are some things that change us into a person we shouldn't be. Poverty makes us greedy and encourages us to steal, cheat, scam, lie, and just be awful human beings altogether. Fear turns us into cowards. Jealousy turns us into backstabbers. Hate makes us angry, and vice versa. Yet, these are things we experience as Cameroonians almost daily. So of course they influence us. Things like disappointment, sickness, death of a loved one, heartbreak in romance, growing up without a parent, and other devastating circumstances that happen in life can negatively impact us and make us to become different from our true nature. And one of the first things that is affected in us is our confidence. Disappointments can make us feel like we are failures. Loss of loved ones can make us feel alone. As a nurse, I've seen sickness turn even the bravest person into a fearful patient. To go from being able to take care of yourself to having to depend on others taking care of you is not easy, oh. It truly eats at your pride and your confidence in yourself. We can't always control what happens to us in life, but what we can control is our reactions. We like to blame our misfortunes on many things: the village, the ancestors, the devil. But you can't blame anyone but yourself for your reactions. Your reactions are based on your ability to control your emotions. If you don't control your emotions, they control you. I sure wish our Cameroonian government officials knew how to control their emotions. If they knew how to control themselves, they wouldn't be greedy or corrupt. Their lack of control while in positions of power is causing much frustration among the people. The circumstances of the country affect our confidence. Many Cameroonians feel like being born a Cameroonian is their curse. Recently, there's been a lot of flooding due to the rainy season. People have lost many things. And in times like these, it's easy to give in to despair and truly feel like you're cursed. I live in an area right now that has a hurricane season. And truly, the only thing is, my prayer is that the hurricanes will never be too devastating, because man, I don't need that. But at least here in America, when a flood comes and destroys your property, you can get some form of payment to begin your life again. Cameroon doesn't have that. Who will you go and hold to be paying you for the loss of your home during flooding? It's an unfortunate event that doesn't come with a warning. These are some of the hardships faced in life that can turn a person's heart black or bring the happiest person into a season of depression. It is human nature to feel sad when something like this happens. I can only encourage anyone who is affected to take heart and don't remain in your sadness. You can't move forward when you're sad, and you need to be able to get up and restart your life once more. Take heart and be courageous enough to start your life once more. It's times like these, I wish I had some real money to be able to help those in need. One day, though, you know? Confidence in oneself is imperative because it gives us strength to be able to move forward in hard times. Hard times are inevitable. I know as Cameroonians, sometimes it seems like we're the only ones going through hard times. But that's not the case at all. Every country has its hardships. Every person faces difficulties in life. There was never any guarantee that life would be easy, so it's not wise to think you'll never have issues. You can run from Cameroon all you want, but hardship is everywhere. Joblessness is everywhere. Poverty is everywhere. Death is everywhere. Life comes with its ups and downs. You need to be confident in yourself in order to be able to overcome the bad and invite the good that is to come. Some of us feel as if our last name is Balok, but believing good fortune doesn't know your address only brings you more Balok. Your thoughts, your words, your emotions, they create the life that you live. If your thoughts are always focused on the bad things in life, then your life reflects those thoughts like a mirror. That's why you feel like your life is so bad. It's not always the world, it's your thoughts. And the more you think life is bad, the worse things get in your life. I personally hate to watch the news. Every time I watch the news, I either get angry or I get sad. So I just stay away from it, mostly because I don't like to influence my mind negatively like that all the time. It's too much. It's exhausting. Life in Cameroon gives us many reasons to think things will never get better. But that's exactly what we should be conscious in fighting against. We should be conscious in fighting the idea that a better Cameroon cannot exist and that Cameroonians can never change. We are smarter than we allow ourselves to be. We're just surrounded by things that eat away at our confidence every day. It's not easy to succeed, but success is always worth fighting for, no matter what. As a Cameroonian, you are not weak or cursed. Every Cameroonian is an indomitable lion, and every Cameroonian is blessed so long as they believe they are. Your mindset is everything in this life. You either make up your mind to be strong no matter what you face so you can live a successful life, or you allow your mind to be crippled by hard times and live a mediocre life. Successful Cameroonians are emerging more and more every day. So it's not impossible. They come from the same country and mostly the same circumstances of poverty and lack. They are no different from you except for the fact that they chose to have in their minds that they must succeed no matter what. And as they fought for that success, they ended up succeeding. You can't do that by lacking confidence in yourself. It's not that successful people don't also have their challenges in life. Life is not biased when it comes to hardship. No matter what you do, where you go, or who you become in life, obstacles must find you somehow. But in order to be successful, you have to believe in yourself. Be comfortable in being yourself and trust that you are worthy of a blessed life. So you know what, Cameroon? It's time to arise in confidence, not just for yourself, but also for your fatherland. Thank you for tuning in this week. I pray that God continue to strengthen each and every person under the sound of my voice to arise in confidence starting today. Until next week, my arisen ones, take care. This is the Cameroon Arise podcast. We exist solely to enlighten and empower Cameroonians worldwide to arise in faith, arise in hope, and arise in love among each other for the transformation and advancement of our fatherland. I am your humble host, Ebanga Muriel, and I look forward to you listening again. God bless you.
It is time to rise, my people, rise and shine. My kings, my queens of our fatherland, you hold the future in your hands. So let's arise and shine one time, cause time no day. Mama Africa, Mama Africa, say one love.
Love your brother as you love yourself.